first piece, the Toccata in D by Bach, is one of seven which he wrote for the harpsichord. I believe that Bach's intention with these pieces was to make an epitome of the art of improvisation, because as you will notice, they have improvisatory passages throughout. And even the pieces which are normally very complex and tightly woven, the fugue, in other words, in these pieces are generally rather loose. It was a big complaint that Glenn Gould had, but I think Gould was not really quite justified in that, because it wasn't Bach's intention to write tight fugues in these pieces. The point is that, you know, first of all, the performer has to find out about his instrument, how it responds to what he's going to do. So he starts with generally with passages throughout the keyboard to test how it feels and how it responds. And then he's ready to go into more formalized piece, which he does exactly in this and usually in all of the toccatas. Then he will eventually go into fugal texture, not necessarily a completely formalized fugue, but fugally written, that is in many voices. And then there will be passages of recitativo, or for relief, which are, you must imagine, as vocal. And then finally he will finish with a brilliant piece, and that is exactly what happens in here. And we finish with an elaborate fugal gigue, which is lots of fun. So, the Toccata indeed.